This morning on WCHL, the Board of Commissioners says yes to a $3 million upgrade for the Cedar Grove Community Center.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create brand loyalty with Orange County.
Hit and run traffic accidents are on the rise.
It reveals that we really have a traffic epidemic.
And yet another rabies case confirmed in Orange County. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Cumberland traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, a Tar Heel football player goes in the top 10 of the NFL draft. All of that and more coming up on the WCHL Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of another really warm day. Partly sunny skies today. Our high today in the upper 90s. Don't be surprised if we hit, or I beg your pardon, high today in the upper 80s. Don't be surprised if we hit 90. Didn't mean to alarm you. It's not going to be quite that hot, but a very warm day. UNC Academic Advisor Mary Willingham shared on her website, paperclassinc.com, on Tuesday that she has officially resigned from the university. This is no surprise, of course, as WCHL had already announced she had planned to do that. Willingham first said she had made the decision to leave on April 21st after an hour-long meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt. She said the conversation made her realize there was no more she could do at UNC and that she wanted to continue her fight to correct problems with intercollegiate athletics elsewhere. In an email, Willingham told WCHL that she's currently in Washington, D.C. and will return next week. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported on Wednesday that Willingham, as well as former UCLA basketball standout Ed O'Bannon, will testify to the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. The hearing takes place on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m., and it's titled Promoting the Well-Being and Academic Success of College Athletes. Willingham is also a key witness in the O'Bannon lawsuit in which he and a number of other plaintiffs are suing the NCAA for not allowing the players to profit from their image or likeness. That trial is scheduled to start on June 9th, but 2 weeks ago, the NCAA asked U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin to either separate the video game portion of the lawsuit with the rest of it or delay the case by 15 months. USA Today reports that the lawyers of former Arizona State and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller said they supported the NCAA's request for separation and that they're looking for close to $100 million in statutory penalties, loss of profits, and punitive damages. The Orange County Board of Commissioners, by a 4-3 vote, has approved a $3 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. Supporters on the board hope the renovations will actually create an incentive for businesses to stay in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley explains why.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create some kind of brand loyalty with Orange County.
That's Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs explaining why he was inclined to support a suggested $3.07 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. At Thursday night's meeting, commissioners were presented with two plans. One was dubbed the base plan to upgrade the community center. The plan included an internet cafe, two group rooms, a recreation room, a classroom, and a park and ride shelter. The $2.36 million price tag was just $113,526 more than had been previously allocated. The so-called alternate plan cost $3.07 million and would involve renovating two classroom wings to be suitable for storage and truck access. One potential user of those spaces would be the Piedmont Agricultural Processing Center, a Hillsborough nonprofit that helps new small food businesses get off the ground. A few commissioners were wary of spending the extra money, with other priorities such as education to think about. And some were skeptical of the idea that leasing out the storage spaces to startup businesses would necessarily keep them in Orange County as they grew. Here's Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier.
I'd also like to just suggest the possibility of only doing one wing and not the other, because I think we have the storage space that we'll need from other places.
There were money concerns all across the table, even among commissioners who seemed inclined to support the alternative plan. Jacobs talked about the possibility of doing it in phases so that costs could be spread out. But County Manager Michael Talbert urged commissioners to do it all at once and do it now if they were going to do it.
Our borrowing cost is extremely low. The construction cost is not going to get better. It's going to increase over the next 5 years as the economy improves, and you're going to pay substantially more 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
The idea of creating business incentives appealed to Commissioner Earl McKee, who said he's going to be speaking a lot on that subject in months to come.
I see this as a work in progress and a way to use this facility rather than tear this facility down.
The alternate plan won the evening, but just barely. The vote was 4-3 in favor of the more expensive plan, with Commissioners Penny Rich, Alice Gordon, and Bernadette Pellissier voting no. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Hit-and-run traffic accidents with injury or death that are on the rise across the state and across the nation. According to AAA Carolinas, Tom Crosby of AAA says that these accidents are increasing at an alarming rate. Statewide, there are 5 hit-and-run incidents on average each day in which someone is injured or killed and the driver flees the scene.
It reveals that we really have a traffic epidemic with hit-and-runs involving both personal injuries and property damage.
In 2012, there was a 5.7% increase in personal injury hit and runs, 1,663 accidents in total across North Carolina. From 2010 through 2012, there were 91 hit and run traffic deaths in total, 51 of which involved a pedestrian, according to the University of North Carolina's Highway Safety Research Center. In comparison, hit and run deaths climbed 14% nationally from 2009 through 2011, according to the most current data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Crosby says AAA Carolinas is advocating for the penalties regarding hit and runs to be harsher. With no criminal record, a hit and run conviction would make the driver eligible for probation under North Carolina's complicated sentencing law, which was passed in 2011.
We feel that there needs to be jail time, heavy jail time, for fleeing the scene of an accident with a personal injury or death.
Crosby notes that the harsh weather we experienced at the beginning of the year reduced traffic and hit-and-run accidents statewide compared to 2013.
In the first quarter, we had so much harsh weather that people drove less, and of course, people were actually a little bit more cautious on the road, even though sometimes they were slipping and sliding. But discretionary travel was way down.
AAA predicts that both the volume and hit and runs are expected to climb during the next 9 months as the weather warms and summer driving begins. 11 rabies cases have been confirmed so far this year in Orange County, according to Animal Services. If we pass 13 confirmed cases in 2014, it will mark the highest total in the past 5 years. 12 positive rabies cases were recorded all of last year. Bob Morado, director of Animal Services, said the rate at which positive cases are being reported indicates that rabies is on the rise.
So if this trend continues throughout 2014, it seems likely that we're going to have upwards of 25 or 30 confirmed cases of rabies.
In the late 90s, more than 100 cases of rabies reported each year.
And our ups and downs over the last 10 or 15 years have ranged from a low of 5, I believe, to a high of 28. It will not surprise me if we stay up in that area of upwards of 30 cases in 2015 or even beyond.
The most recent incident happened on May 4th in Chapel Hill when a resident found a dead raccoon on her property. She immediately called 911 and was connected to the on-call animal control officer who removed the raccoon. The resident's dog had a current rabies vaccination and will receive a booster shot pursuant to North Carolina's rabies laws. According to these laws, if there is a reasonable suspicion of exposure, a dog or cat with a current vaccination must get a booster shot within 120 hours, equating to 5 days. By contrast, an unvaccinated animal has to either be destroyed or quarantined for a period of 6 months. Dogs, cats, and ferrets older than 4 months are legally required to be up to date on their rabies vaccinations.
The prevalence of rabies that we're experiencing requires heightened awareness and requires that we are redoubling our effort to take all the due precautions that can protect us and our family and our community and our pets.
Morado said that rabies is a cyclical disease that ebbs and flows, demonstrating the importance of consistently taking precautionary measures and reporting any incidents to animal services. The next low-cost rabies vaccination clinic will take place on Saturday, June 14th, from 9 in the morning until 12 noon at the Animal Services Center in Chapel Hill. The cost for rabies vaccinations is $10, and microchips will also be offered at this clinic for only $25. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening.
And good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, not Rand Northam. It's Aaron Keck. I mean, is it later in the day? Or?
No. It's 3 p.m. somewhere, Ron.
I just wondered if I had overslept.
Yeah, you overslept by an entire... Yeah, we did the morning news without you. It was fine. Everything was fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems weird having you in here this early in the morning, but... You know, I haven't worked with you in a while, so.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure, even though it's 6:15.
Yeah, true.
All right. I'm doing good. Traffic's looking good out there right now. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, problem-free, as you would expect for 6:15. I-40 looking good as well, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh. And Durham traffic looking okay as well. Throughout the morning, if you see anything that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL, and we'll check it out and get it on the air. Or you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again in about a half an hour.
Many times to come.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, it's a real thrill. It's it's really, really an experience working with Aaron Keck, let me just tell you folks. And this traffic report has been brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, and much more at their downtown Carborough store. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. And now we will turn to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It's really going to be kind of nice today, kind of warm. Partly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the evening with a low tonight in the low 60s, about 62, something like that. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Slight chance of thunderstorms and the high in the low 80s tomorrow, mostly clear tomorrow night and the lows in the upper 50s. On Sunday, mostly sunny, slight chance of showers and maybe even a chance of some thunderstorms developing late in the day and continuing through the evening. Our high on Sunday afternoon in the middle 80s. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 6:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we'll begin with the NFL draft news from last night. Everybody waiting for Eric Ebron to see where he would go. Well, Eric Ebron was drafted by the Detroit Lions, number 10 overall in the draft. The Lions chose the tight end Ebron last night with the number 10 pick in the first round of the NFL draft. He's the 23rd overall first-round draft pick in Carolina history, the 7th in the last 7 years. In a statement, UNC head coach Larry Fedora said, and I'm quoting here, "I'm thrilled for Eric and his family. The Lions are getting a special player, and I think his best football is ahead of him. I'm looking forward to watching him play for several years in the NFL." Ebron was the first tight end taken in this year's draft. He's also the first UNC tight end to go in the first round and the first Tar Heel tight end chosen in the draft in any round since Ryan Taylor in 2011. In 2013, Ebron made the first team All-ACC and broke the school records for single season and career receptions and receiving yards by a Tar Heel football player. Detroit already has Brandon Pettigrew and Joseph Faria at tight end, so Ebron may not start right away, or who knows, one of those guys could be gone by the beginning of the season. But imagine you got Calvin Johnson on one side at wide receiver and Eric Ebron coming in at tight end, very excellent pass-catching tight end, and it's going to take a lot of pressure off Calvin Johnson. He's probably the happiest guy on the Lions team. Panthers have selected wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin out of Florida State with the 28th overall pick in the NFL draft, giving them a potential long-term replacement for Steve Smith, who's no longer with the team. The 6'5", 241-pound Benjamin had 54 receptions for 1,011 yards and 15 touchdowns last season for the national champion Seminoles. He fills a major need for the Panthers. Carolina's top four wide receivers from last year's NFC South championship team are gone, including Smith, their all-time leader in receptions, yards receiving, and touchdowns. The Panthers released Smith and Brandon LaFell. Ted Ginn Jr. and Dominic Hickson left via free agency. They restocked the shelves by adding free agents Jericho Cotri, the former North Carolina State player, Taquan Underwood, and Jason Avant. Benjamin is the first receiver taken to the first round by the Carolina Panthers since Ray Carruth way back in 1997. But again, Eric Ebron, number 10 pick overall, goes to the Detroit Lions, and the Carolina Panthers use their 28th pick to pick Kelvin Benjamin out of Florida State. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Don't forget, Carolina baseball team has a big weekend, big ACC series this weekend. They'll play tonight at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 1, and Sunday at 1 in a three-game series against Florida State. Very important here as we come up on the end of the regular season. Tar Heels trying to get into postseason play, of course, and get out this weekend. And you can follow Carolina baseball and experience Carolina baseball at beautiful Bossamer Stadium. 623 at WCHL.
If you've been keeping up with Trusty's Tour, you may already know that Great Outdoor Provision Company has teamed up with our favorite bands and brands to bring you the Bonnaroo Music Festival Sweepstakes. This is your chance to hear great music from the Avett Brothers, Drive-By Truckers, Carolina Chocolate Drops, and win sweet gear from Osprey, MSR, Chaco, Smartwool, and Thermarest. Stop by our Eastgate shop and register to win two free Bonnaroo tickets and ask about Mountains to Sea Trail Month and some great local hikes. Learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedar Burger. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team. Bill Cedar Burger.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Teresa Brent, our expert in young drivers insurance.
Thanks, Mark. We are currently offering some of the lowest rates in the state for young drivers. But more importantly, we can ensure that you have the most comprehensive coverage for your son or daughter in case of any tragedy. You can call me, Teresa Brent, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
625 at WCHL, Charles Osgood on the way next.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. It was one of the greatest scandals in American history, and 40 years ago today, it took a key turn.
Whether or not the Committee on the Judiciary should recommend that the House of Representatives adopt articles calling for the impeachment of Richard M. Nixon.
More after this from David Harris of AJC.
This week, a vibrant democracy marks its 66th anniversary. In describing Israel's birth, Winston Churchill said, "The coming into being of a Jewish state is an event in world history to be viewed in the perspective not of a generation or a century, but in the perspective of 1,000, 2,000, or even 3,000 years." Churchill was referring to the age-old link among a land, people, and faith. American leaders have long shared that view. As President John Adams said 200 years ago, I really wish the Jews again in Judea an independent nation. President Truman took just 11 minutes to recognize the new state in 1948. President Reagan said that Israel's a land of stability and democracy in a region of tyranny and unrest. And President Obama declared, this is a nation of museums and patents, timeless holy sites and groundbreaking innovation. Happy 66th birthday, Israel. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
There's a habit in news coverage to attach the word gate to the name of a political scandal. Well, the gate that started it all was the scandal called Watergate. Our colleague Walter Cronkite reported regularly on the complicated story.
Five men apparently caught in the act of burglarizing and bugging Democratic headquarters in Washington.
And on this day, in 1974, the House Judiciary Committee began public hearings to decide whether President Richard Nixon should be removed from office over the scandal. For months, reporters had been doing stories that suggested the president knew more about the scandal than he was acknowledging publicly, and that he had even broken the law. During the summer of 1974, the House panel passed articles of impeachment against Mr. Nixon for obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress. In early August, the White House reluctantly released a damaging recording of the president talking with his chief of staff about the scandal, a recording known as the Smoking Gun tape. Just a few days later, Richard Nixon became the first president to resign.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Many political analysts say the Watergate scandal was a big reason why many Americans lost faith in their own government. But remember, in the end, this system, slowly and sometimes painfully, did work. And what happened 40 years ago today is a good example of that. The Osgood File. I'll see you on the television come Sunday morning on CBS. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a D-Pack VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's half off, $70 for a 60-minute massage, available now for $35. Whether you need relief from a stressful day, have sore muscles, or are looking for the perfect gift for deserving someone, a therapeutic massage can make a world of difference. Give your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift. Intrinsic Massage is located at 03 West Weaver in Carborough in a new office space. It's half off from Intrinsic Touch Massage. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, and it looks pretty good. Pretty warm for sure. Up close to 90 today, high about 88 or 89 degrees with partly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers developing this evening. Our low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy day, 20% chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the low 80s. Clear skies on the way for tomorrow night.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Severe weather from Texas to the upper Midwest. Several tornadoes hit Minnesota. In Lakeville, one battered a Walmart. Carl Cannon was inside.
It was bad. People were worried. People were running to the back, running for cover.
70-mile-an-hour wind gusts in the Dallas area. The brick facade of the New Beginnings Church was torn away.
Well, all of our computers and our sound equipment, carpet, some of the ceiling is falling.
That church was hit by a tornado 3 years ago. They plan to rebuild again. Five kids stuck in high water needed to be rescued by Dallas cops. A busy day at the Severe Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma, where they got more than
100 reports of severe weather from central and east Texas northward up into the upper Mississippi Valley.
But, says lead forecaster Steve Corfitti,
doesn't look like today's storms, for the most part, will be quite as strong as they were yesterday.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, a sunny day on the way with a high in the upper 80s. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC academic advisor Mary Willingham shared on her website, paperclassinc.com, on Tuesday that she has officially resigned from the university. We knew that was coming. Willingham first said she had made the decision to leave on April 21st after an hour-long meeting with Chancellor Carol Folt. She said the conversation made her realized there was no more she could do at UNC and that she wanted to continue her fight to correct problems with intercollegiate athletics elsewhere. In an email, Willingham told WCHL that she's currently in Washington, D.C. and will return next week. The Chronicle of Higher Education reported on Wednesday that Willingham, as well as former UCLA basketball standout Ed O'Bannon, will testify to the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. The hearing takes place on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. next week and is titled Promoting the Well-being and Academic Success of College Athletes. Willingham is also a key witness in the O'Bannon lawsuit, in which he and a number of other plaintiffs are suing the NCAA for not allowing the players to profit from their images or likenesses. That trial is scheduled to begin on June 9th, but 2 weeks ago, the NCAA asked U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin to either separate the video game portion of the lawsuit with the rest of it or delay the case by 15 months. USA Today reports that the law lawyers of former Arizona State and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller said they supported the NCAA's request for separation and that they're looking for close to $100 million in statutory penalties, loss of profits, and punitive damages. The Orange County Commissioners, by a 4-3 vote last night, has approved a $3 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. Supporters on the board hope that renovations will actually create an incentive for businesses to stay in Orange County. WCHL's Danny Hooley explains why.
Just like people in business try and create brand loyalty, we would create some kind of brand loyalty with Orange County.
That's Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs explaining why he was inclined to support a suggested $3.07 million upgrade to the Cedar Grove Community Center. At Thursday night's meeting, commissioners were presented with two plans. One was dubbed the base plan to upgrade the community center. The plan included an internet cafe, two group rooms, a recreation room, a classroom, and a park and ride shelter. The $2.36 million price tag was just $113,526 more than had been previously allocated. The so-called alternate plan cost $3.07 million and would involve renovating two classroom wings to be suitable for storage and truck access. One potential user of those spaces would be the Piedmont Agricultural Processing Center, a Hillsboro nonprofit that helps new small food businesses get off the ground. A few commissioners were wary of spending the extra money, with other priorities such as education to think about. And some were skeptical of the idea that leasing out the storage spaces to startup businesses would necessarily keep them in Orange County as they grew. Here's Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier.
I'd also like to just suggest the possibility of only doing one wing and not the other, because I think we have the storage space that we'll need from other places.
There were money concerns all across the table, even among commissioners who seemed inclined to support the alternative plan. Jacobs talked about the possibility of doing it in phases so that costs could be spread out. But County Manager Michael Talbert urged commissioners to do it all at once and do it now if they were going to do it.
Our borrowing cost is extremely low. The construction cost is not going to get better. It's going to increase over the next 5 years as the economy improves, and you're going to pay substantially more 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
The idea of creating business incentives appealed to Commissioner Earl McKee, who said he's going to be speaking a lot on that subject in months to come.
I see this as a work in progress and a way to use this facility rather than tear this facility down.
The alternate plan won the evening, but just barely. The vote was 4-3 in favor of the more expensive plan, with Commissioners Penny Rich, Alice Gordon, and Bernadette Pellissier voting no. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, hit-and-run traffic accidents with injury or death that are on the rise all across the state and, in fact, across the country. That's according to AAA of the Carolinas. Tom Crosby of AAA says these accidents are increasing at an alarming rate. Statewide, there are 5 hit-and-run incidents on average each day in which someone is injured or killed and the driver flees from the scene.
It reveals that we really have a traffic epidemic with hit-and-runs involving both personal injuries and property damage.
In 2012, there was a 5.7% increase in personal injury hit and runs, 1,663 accidents in total across the state. From 2010 through 2012, there were 91 hit-and-run traffic deaths in total, 51 of which involved a pedestrian, according to the UNC Highway Safety Research Center. In comparison, hit-and-run deaths climbed 14% nationally from 2009 to 2011, according to the most current data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Crosby says AAA is advocating for the penalties regarding hit-and-runs to be harsher. With no criminal record, a hit-and-run conviction would make the driver eligible for probation under North Carolina's complicated sentencing law, which was passed in 2011.
We feel that there needs to be jail time, heavy jail time, for fleeing the scene of an accident with a personal injury or death.
Crosby notes that the harsh weather we experienced at the beginning of the year reduced traffic and hit-and-run accidents statewide compared to 2013.
In the first quarter, we had so much harsh weather that people drove less, and of course people were actually a little bit more cautious on the road, even though sometimes they were slipping and sliding, but discretionary travel was way down.
AAA predicts that both traffic volume and hit-and-runs are expected to climb during the next 9 months as the weather warms and summer driving gets underway. The leader of the North Carolina Senate says the solution to rein in annual Medicaid shortfalls may wait until next year because the reform proposal by Governor Pat McCrory's administration doesn't go far enough. Senator Phil Berger also said at a news conference on Thursday before next week's annual General Assembly session, he expects senators will offer more pay raises to teachers and state employees beyond previously announced increases for early career teachers. McCrory's Medicaid proposal would develop networks of primary care, physicians, or hospitals with financial incentives to keep costs in check. Some people want to go further and shift Medicaid management to one or multiple non-government organizations. Berger says he doesn't know what a final coal ash cleanup bill will look like, but says everyone's committed to protecting our drinking water. North Carolina's largest health insurer says it signed up older, sicker, and substantially fewer customers than expected in the first year of selling coverage on a statewide marketplace required by federal law. A Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina executive said yesterday that 70% of the 232,000 people who bought policies weren't covered by the company last year. Blue Cross Health Policy Vice President Barbara Morales-Burke says projected sales fell by at least a third because of late action by President Obama allowing people to keep existing policies. Obama allowed a one-year extension last November to people whose coverage was being canceled because it didn't cover basic required benefits such as pre-existing conditions or hospitalization. Morales-Burke says the majority kept plans that would have otherwise been canceled. In news around town this morning, the town of Chapel Hill has opened registration for all residential and commercial alarms within town limits. The Accidental Alarm Program was established last October to cut down on the number of false alarm calls in town. Chapel Hill police and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year, but about 95% of those turn out to be accidental alarms, which puts a heavy burden on the town's budget. To combat this, the town will now impose fines for multiple false alarms, and businesses and residents in Chapel Hill are now required to register their alarm systems as well. As of May 1st, you have 10 business days to register your alarm. Anyone who obtains a new alarm has 10 business days to register it after beginning to use it. There is a $100 fine for failing to register. Visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms to register your alarm. And again, we have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. 640 on WCHL. Fred Black has today's commentary. That's up next.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the Triangle. They got fantastic Southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Don't miss all the exciting Carolina baseball action this weekend as the Tar Heels host Florida State for a three-game series at Boschhammer Stadium. Bring the whole family for fireworks on Friday and Senior Day on Sunday. First pitch is scheduled for Friday at 7, Saturday at 1, and Sunday at 1.
This is head coach Mike Fox. Come out to Boschhammer Stadium this weekend and catch all the action as we take on Florida State.
Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com.
So, Mark, what are you going to get me for Mother's Day?
Well, since we both work at Cameron's, it should be pretty easy for me to get you something I know you'll like.
Well, you know I have a Cameron's gift registry, right? I've listed all the things I'd love to have, from jewelry and scarves to bath products and pottery.
No way. You'll peek and see what was crossed off your list. Besides, Cameron's has a great selection of gifts, even for last-minute shoppers.
Cameron's, now in Carrboro, a wonderland of gifts and something perfect for your mother on Mother's Day.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ronstadt.
Thank you, Thank you. It's 642 at WCHL. And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects you and you get this message? We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah. If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this three or four times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team hits the diamond tonight at 7 o'clock versus the top team in the Atlantic Division of the ACC, the Florida State Seminoles. FSU comes to town with a conference record of 17-7, while the Tar Heels are 13-11. Carolina got the better of FSU the last time these two teams got together in Chapel Hill, but this will be an entirely different series, as Coach Fox discusses right here.
You know, it can be a great weekend for us, a springboard for us to, you know, to continue on, put us in a good position. Obviously, we're fighting for a lot of things, you know, right now. Our players know that. We don't talk to them about it. You want to play good teams. I mean, we've really played well against good teams so far this year. Our record doesn't indicate it as much, but we've been right there, very competitive, and, you know, I expect that to be the case this weekend.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other Carolina sports news, the first round of the NFL draft was held last night in New York City, and former Tar Heel tight end Eric Ebron found himself going number 10 to the Detroit Lions. Ebron, as a junior in Chapel Hill, caught 62 passes for 973 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Tar Heels.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL 647. Coming up next, the inimitable Aaron Keck has a look at your morning traffic.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
And traffic is looking good out there this morning, Ron. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, moving smoothly in all directions through Chapel Hill, Carrboro. High 40 looking good, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, and Durham traffic looking good as well. Still early in the morning, so if you're getting an early jump on your morning commute, you should be all right out there.
Well, it's early in the morning.
If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call our newsroom 967-8363 and let us know what's going on.
Let me just say once again what a pleasure it is to have you in here.
I never get to be on the air with anyone who just randomly breaks out into song like that.
Well, I want to provide you with
should do the morning news with you more often.
Yeah, you should. I want to give you a once in a lifetime opportunity.
It's a couple times a week with you. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're right. But you know, nothing against Rand. I mean, Rand's just taking the day off.
You know how many days a week it is with you, Ron?
How many days it is with me?
Oh, yeah.
5 days a week.
8 days a week.
Eight. Oh, yeah. Okay. 8 days a week.
That was a softball.
Such a setup. Thank you so much.
All right.
Your traffic on WCHL, as I mentioned, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And that's the home of Dream Service, where you schedule service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you by UNC Baseball. Partly sunny today, high in the upper 80s, 67 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this evening. Our low tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy day, 20% chance for showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms late in the day. Our high tomorrow in the low 80s. Clearing after midnight with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny day, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing late in the day and continuing on through the night. Our low on Sunday night in the low 60s. And Monday, we'll start off of the week with more heat The highs up in the upper 70s at least. So looks like pretty warm weather here over the next few days. Hey, don't miss Carolina baseball this weekend. The Tar Heels are hosting Florida State. Three-game series at Bosshammer Stadium. An important ACC series tonight at 7, Saturday at 1, Sunday at 1. Tickets and game day information available at GoHeels.com. It is time now for celebrity birthdays. WCHL got a whole bunch of them here. Actress Geraldine McEwen is 82 years old today. Actor Albert Finney is 78. And actress turned politician Glenda Jackson is 78 years old today. Gosh, there's so many famous people celebrating a birthday today. Musician Sonny Curtis, who was one of the Crickets in Buddy Holly and the Crickets, 77 years old today. Singer Tommy Rowe is 72. Richie Furay of Buffalo Springfield, and also went on to become a member of Poco, 70 years old today. Actress Candace Bergen turned 68. Actor Anthony Higgins, 67. Billy Joel is 65 years old today. Let's see here. Actress Allie Mills, 63. Actress Amy Hill, 61. Actress Wendy Crewson, 58 years old today. Actor John Corbett turns 53. Actress Rosario Dawson, 35 years old today. And actress Rachel Boston is 32. Television personality Audrina Partridge is 29 years old today. My old buddy Larry O'Brien, who lives over in Rollsville, I grew up in my hometown. Larry O'Brien has a big birthday today. John Poteet, who lives in Durham, has a birthday today. Catherine Dean also celebrating, as is Carol Ann Mullis. And our birthday winner of the day is Irene Brigeman. Yep, the one-of-a-kind Irene Brigeman, who does so much in this community for a great variety of causes, most notably probably the RSVVP celebration every year for raising money to feed the hungry. Irene Brigeman has a birthday, and she's going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always love taking care of their customers, and I'm sure they love Irene Brigeman as well. 6:53 at WCHL. Friday morning, WCHL with trivia time.
From, yes, it is.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
It's the trivia time.
It's Howdy Doody time, and here's Howdy Doody.
I think of Johnny Carson with the Tea Time movie.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice to see everyone, speaking radio-wise.
Ron Stutz here. And
all right, man.
Mr. Kiger is
I am brimming.
Yeah.
Passionate about the trivia.
Trivia running out of his ears.
That is correct.
Yeah. How about if you have one of those questions run out of your mouth right now and ask a good question?
I can do that.
Set everybody up for the weekend.
I can do that. Listen, I can fire the synapses, and here we go.
This is a fun Chapel Hill question, right?
Carrboro this time.
Oh, Carrboro.
Our sister city, so to speak.
All right.
All right, here we go, folks. It's going to be a Carrboro question. Visit a lot of great places and a lot of eating places and kind of enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Carrboro. This restaurant in Carrboro was a local hangout for many during the 80s. Mm-hmm. Today, that site is a sushi place. Back then, it was an Italian restaurant run by proprietors Lee and Bonnie.
I used to go there all the time.
Me and you both. Name the restaurant.
Love that place.
The restaurant was a local hangout for much of the 80s. For so many, today that site is a sushi place. Back then, it was an Italian restaurant run by proprietors Lee and Bonnie. Name the restaurant and hang out for so many.
We even had our wedding reception there.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Dessert.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a cool place.
Yeah.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Desi Chandler is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom that we're putting in our spotlight, and she was nominated by her daughter, Sharon Holding. Sharon, tell me why Desi is so special.
She coerced me into moving back to my hometown a few years ago. It's been probably maybe 7 years now.
because her parents' home was empty and just sitting there, and she just wondered if I would be interested in coming back and renting it and let me know that she would be my landlord. Well, when she said that part, I knew then that that would be a sweet deal and also would get me back into my hometown near my family.
And that is in Roxboro, right?
Roxboro, North Carolina.
And you were living in Chapel Hill at the time?
Correct.
She obviously is a fantastic mom. How else has she helped you?
During the time that she was growing up and I had kids, she saw fit to allow her parents to raise us. And we're glad that she made that choice because it gave us the morals and values and respect that we needed growing up this day and time to pass on to our kids. And she's always believed in family. By her suggesting that I move back home, just let me know that she's trying to bring the family back together. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful ride for me to be back home with family. I've got my sisters there. My aunt and her son has moved back home as well. And we're just trying to get back to that close-knit family that, you know, used to exist when my grandparents were living. And somewhat has fizzled out, but she's kind of pulling it back together now.
Sharon, I understand that you and Desi both share a special concern for the home you call the family home.
Yes, and that's another thing. She didn't want to see it just go downhill. And you know, when houses sit, they do go downhill. And, you know, the family, of course, hopes that one day I might want to consider buying it. But for right now, renting it and her being my landlord is just, you know, the best of two worlds.
Does she come by and see you very often?
She gives me that privacy. She always calls before she comes, although she's welcome all the time. Yeah, she does visit every once in a while, and I do the same with her. And it's just given us a closeness that we missed as I was growing up. So we've rekindled that, you know, closeness. It's just wonderful.
Sharon, what does your mom do?
She's retired now, so she has time to work out in her flower garden. She also grows a vegetable garden every year. My mom does have a green thumb. Her flower garden is beautiful.
I know that you have not only an awesome mom, but also an awesome landlord. And I understand that you are the middle daughter.
Yes. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Well, Desi Tandler, you are today's WCHL Hometown Hero, and your middle daughter, Sharon, wants to wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of phone calls. Calls coming in this morning at WCHL.
Well, Freddie Kiger, you were talking about martinis.
Folks, I got halfway through the question, and he was smiling because he remembers all the antics that went on there.
Well, as soon as you said, you know, it's where the
sushi place
is now, I mean, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Martinis, we used to go there all the time.
Martinis, yeah. Lee and Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Lee and Bonnie, you know who else was there? Mary Gratch?
Yeah, Mary Gratch was there for many, many years. Yeah, as a white person. That's quite a few people who were there. Yeah. I mean, I remember I used to go there at 5 o'clock every day to meet a bunch of the people. We'd all sit at the bar and play Jeopardy together, watching the TV.
Drank my first Galliano there.
Woo, how about that?
Never even heard of Galliano before.
I used to go there.
Came in that big bottle, yellow, came in that big tall bottle.
A big banana or something.
Lee had it back there at the back of the
bar.
Right. Yeah.
If I ever got a cold, Lee used to make me a toddy.
Love that place, man.
Yeah. You know, Lee's, the last time I saw him, he's still working on the grounds crew, so to speak, or in the buildings, athletic buildings over at Duke.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while, though.
I didn't have any idea where he was.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a great place. It was just a wonderful, wonderful place. It was one of those very special places that if you ever saw the series Cheers.
Sort of like that.
It was that kind of place.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I love Lee and Bonnie Tucker, and just a great place. Martinis, that's the name of that's the answer to the question this morning. And Jesse Bassnight Jr. called in with the answer. Jesse knows that it was a lot of things before it became martinis, but that was the answer we're searching for. Jesse, you're the winner today. You got a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early on Monday.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season in downtown Carrboro. Spring planting season is here, and our new nursery is stocked with uncommon plants that are easy to grow, like locally grown pawpaws, citrus and other edibles, cold hardy tropicals, and a wide selection of carnivorous plants. We're also hosting a series of classes this spring where you can learn about beer and soap making, terrariums, and mushroom cultivation. Details at fifthseasongardening.com.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season Gardening Company.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, partly sunny today, high up close to 90. Right now it is 67 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Frank Settipani. Republicans are going full speed ahead with an investigation into the 2012 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, but will any Democrats join them? CBS's Barry Bagnato is live with the latest.